So the next thing we're going to be breathing on is EK. It's one of the principles of the 9 principles of living in natural magic. It's one of the principles that we choose to focus on in order to base our life on something really solid. What it means is in Hawaiian EK is that all knowledge is not taught in the same school. We make our reality, and then we make that reality, we sculpt creation as spiritual beings, as energy flowing through a matrix, a psyche, a template, which serves like a mold. As the energy flows through that mold, it takes the form of that mold, and the form that it takes, we see showing up in the 3D world, in the physical material world. We make our reality, we sculpt creation through our thoughts and words and actions. Thoughts and words and actions create our feeling states. Now, feeling states are magnetic, they attract. Thoughts attract, they attract thoughts like to themselves, and they attract energy that forms around them. That's how we work. So the vibrations that we're giving off all of the time, because all of our thoughts and words and actions are recorded within us, recorded in our biology and recorded in the soul. We're vibrating all of the time. And the vibrations that we're giving off are creating the world that we see around us, including our physical bodies. And because we're all part of the same collective singularity, human beings, we're all vibing together, and the world we're creating is the world we're looking at. And if we're creating a terrifying world with calamity just around the corner and toxicity and war and all the rest of it, it's because we've got that inside of us. And the only reason we're creating it is because we're being forced to do that. And we're choosing to go with that force where it's pushing us, because we don't know any better. And we don't know any better because we've been living in ignorance. We've been ignoring the grace that flows to the shores of our own souls. And as we focus more on getting in touch with that grace through relationship, breathing consciously the presence of that grace, developing the ability to focus on it and concentrate on it, so that we can breathe 9 consecutive breaths without thinking about anything else, without feeling anything else, getting deeper and deeper and deeper in love with that relationship, our reality changes, and we know it. So let's go over how we make our reality. Remember, all knowledge is not taught in the same school. There are so many models in the world about what reality is. And what we're very good at is researching and finding common themes, common threads of harmony, universal truths that unite these models, that unify these models, the common denominators between them all. And what I want to talk about right now is something called the soul source creation interface. 3 factors in this interface: source energy, the soul, and the creation. 3 things: source, soul, creation. Source energy is our spiritual supply. It's the invisible reservoir from which, out of which all of life takes its form or is extended from. This source energy flows invisibly into a metaphysical realm and individualizes as a point of consciousness we call I, the soul. The nature of the soul is eternal peace. That's its original eternal nature. That's its pure inner nature, because it is made in the image and likeness of what it came from. It's an extension of that. And that is the nature of life, all of life, contained within it, merged in a perfect harmony. So it's extremely peaceful. And we're going to be experiencing this peace through all the meditations that go with the different segments of these considerations that we're sharing here. These 9 facets of this amazing experience. So the source extends its spirit, and the spirit is crystallized into individualized consciousness through soul. And soul interfaces with creation. It plugs into creation, into the manifest physical realm. On one side of itself, out appearing out into the world, and on its inner realms, it's plugged into God. It's plugged into the source, the invisible. Now our sense of self has shifted from the invisible to the visible. We identify far more with the visible than the invisible. And the secret to shifting what appears on the outside, what appears to be calamity approaching on the outside, is to get in touch with the invisible. The secret to finding ourselves, to accessing the resources within ourselves, to become more and more empowered in the physical material world, is to go within, into the invisible. And to do that in a specific way.